Now, this is a continuation of the talk with Miss Daisy and Miss Annie and her daughter. Tuesday, 15 September, 1970, Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the talk with Miss Daisy and Miss Annie and her daughter on Tuesday, the 15th of September, 1970. This continuation of the talk with Miss Daisy and Miss Annie and her daughter that Tuesday morning, the 15th of September, 1970. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over and continuation of the talk with Miss Daisy and Miss Annie and her daughter on Tuesday morning, 15th of September, 1970.
What time y'all have to go to work?
Oh, we don't have to go today. That's the reason we're having a party.
Oh, you don't have to go.
But this dog, he barks a little.
Yes, he barks some.
Well, now the other dog will teach him, won't he? The other dog barks.
Yeah, the other dog barks.
Oh, man, he really barked at me. I waited till Coleman got him this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes, the other dog will bark. Coleman had two little kittens there. He killed two little kittens Coleman had there. Cat, and he runs the black dog from you. He runs the big cats. He runs the cats up the tree, and he's standing there to the root of the tree waiting for the cat to come down.
Yeah. Well.
But he must not be used to cats.
I don't think he's educated. Nobody's, he lived in a house up there, and it was too little for him. And they had a little yard, and it was too small for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they just couldn't keep him. So I don't think he knows anything.
No.
He won't know anything but what you all tell him. Now, can you tell him to not run cats and he'll behave?
What a holler at him. When you see him running the cats, Coleman holler at him, but he'll stop.
Yes.
And come back to him.
Yes.
I think those kind of dogs, you have to call them to you and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them what not, you know. That's the way I see that little boy do there.
They're so smart.
Those kind of dogs have plenty of sense.
Yeah. Oh, they are smart dogs. But I never tried to train one. I was afraid they'd train me.
Miss Bessie says the best watched thing she has is a goose. That goose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you got a dog? Have you a dog?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't have. So Bessie got a dog.
Yeah, I see Miss Bessie's little dog.
When I come out down here, she had a big dog. You remember that big bird dog or something that she had?
Who?
Miss Bessie.
Yeah, what's the cause?
Well, he got sick. And Miss Bessie's doctrine didn't help him.
She didn't take him to the vet.
Don't tell her I said that, but she kept doctoring him, but it never pulled him out of it.
They used to have 2-3 dogs when the children was here, but after they went,
back to Kirkwood, they had all the dogs, and I was so glad that I knew what to do.
Yeah.
They were no good. So I think the snakes is what killed them all. They died. They ain't know how come they died. I told them rattlesnakes up there killed them.
At Kirkwood?
Mm-hmm.
They got snakes over there?
Oh, that's where they live. Plenty of them.
Oh.
Let me see, they live right kind of in the woods. And where so berry bushes all around here.
Yeah.
Lots of berries that I pick. Berries and palmettos and then I told my woman I like berries as good as anybody. I don't like them well enough to go out there hunting them.
What, bush berries or body berries?
Bush berries. But they pick some.
No, I don't pick berries myself. Briar berries out in the bush.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I had an aunt that was over here out from Oak Ridge, across over there by the mini fields.
Mm-hmm.
Picking berries. And the others was off a little piece from her, and she said she's stooping over all the bushes she said was just full.
Mm-hmm.
And happened to look down, said it's clean under the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big old rattlesnake picking berries.
Both of them picking off the same bush.
Both of them picking off the same bush. He eating berries and she picking them and eating them and she's eating.
Oh, I don't know how in the world I could have gone away from there.
She said she didn't pick another berry that evening.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked none that morning.
She said that they would break the bushes down and bring them to her for her to pick the berries off of the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when she was small, I taken her and went over there with Miss Frances Pusler.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Would have liked to have her fed. We come back. When he come home, we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back, told him where we'd been with the picking berries. Oh, that man just...
Oh, he told
so I ain't been in no berry field with her since. Care Ellery out there for a rattlesnake to bite. You can't look for yourself in her bowl. Well, I know that was so.
Yeah,
I couldn't look
true.
For myself in her bowl. I don't see why I'd go over there. Listen to Miss Frances.
Oh, she'd go anywhere and the snakes wouldn't bite her.
No, would nothing happen to her.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Well, I didn't know Miss Frances. You know, she died about the time I come down here. But I heard them talk about her, and I always wished I had known her.
You'd have known her. You'd have known somebody could entertain you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She
can. I don't see how she could talk to them.
Ooh.
She can talk from the morning
from
to the
morning
night, never stop.
Morning till dark, don't stop.
She got a daughter just left.
Mm-hmm. Aline, yeah, that one was been up yonder to the hospital.
Yeah.
She just like her mother's after my house. Mother's dead, and the child talks to her. I call her Frances, and I say that's Frances Pussman. She get up, she's sitting down, she get up and she put her hand to her hip like
uh-huh.
this, and she walk.
Well, that's just like Frances.
That's the way she done, and she walk a while and she talk, and she come back and sit down. I said, that's Frances Pusler.
Well, who in her house, Frances' house?
Aline. She stays in it.
Oh, she lives over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aline's
yeah.
over there, the one that's been in the hospital. She stays over there.
Well, she by herself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has different spots. She wants to
Yeah. Okay. Y'all go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
Well, now, where did she live?
Who, Frances?
Uh-huh.
on the other road where you go down beside Mr. Gardner. Had a ghost to make an open that.
You know where they're making up at 441 where it's crossing the road, turn off and go uptown. Where you see some houses to your left when you're going back over.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is. Before you get to those houses painted.
Well, I was in town all morning. Yes, I wanted to check you bad.
Oh.
And
we've heard of
morning,
we've heard of her ever since we came to this area. And we just
going the wrong direction.
Sorry we never did get to meet her.
Yeah,
and say a rattlesnake wouldn't bite her?
Nothing.
Nothing would bite her.
Let me tell you. Let me check by. I've got to come in after a while. Can I check by the house over uptown?
Oh, jeez.
Can I check with you? All right.
I mean, it's been very sick. You should have.
She's
taking off her breast.
Who?
Aline.
Oh.
I'm just taking one of her breast clean off. Had a cancer.
But
she's back working now.
Yeah. Well, you can see what you got.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And she talks just like her mother.
Man.
She talks just like her mother.
Just like her.
I'll check with you. Miss Frances Pursley is the one. She is the one. You know, she was in bad health when I got down here.
Yes.
She's that little. Her mailbox still up out there.
Mm-hmm.
At the corner there, where you turn off your road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's her daughter. Her daughter's mailbox.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. My daughter lives in the house.
Mm-hmm. I know her neighbor over there, Mr. Robert Smith. He was, he thought she was first rate. Oh, he thought she was the best neighbor he had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mean the real estate?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, she got into a lot of things. She done a lot of things, Miss Frances, the older one.
What you told me?
She said she talked to her a whole lot.
She wasn't into nothing. What was she into, Miss Ann?
Hmm? She just had a lot of mouth.
What was
Miss
Frances into?
She was into. She was a midwife.
Oh,
that's right.
Yes, I forgot that.
That's
mm-hmm.
what.
Well, she had plenty to talk about. She'd go around everywhere, wouldn't she?
Yeah,
she was good. She was good, too.
That's what I hear people say.
She
was
good.
And to say her daughter,
Claire,
said she was good,
she's
too.
Good. You know, Claire's, I think she went on Doris with two.
Yeah. She was up here not long ago. Her husband was up there in the hospital.
Who, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where does she live now?
Leesburg.
Mm-hmm. I had somebody talking the other day. And they said Claire was up there in Frances' house. I said, when she come there? They said, she been there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, last I heard of Claire, she was in Leesburg,
mm-hmm.
down there with her brother.
Mm-hmm. She married again after she left from here.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm. No, Kelly, Arthur Kelly died her first husband.
Uh-huh.
And she went down there and she married again. And this is the husband was up there in the hospital.
So he's sick. This husband sick.
Yeah. He done had two trips up there. The first time they operated on him and they said she brought him back here not long ago up there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Eileen and Plummer don't take nothing to do with each other. Right there.
Miss Daisy, I'm going out here and see if I can round up the coats for you all to see, and you all visit a little while now.
Oh.
And I promise not to keep you too long, but I want you to have a good visit.
They don't care what you're doing. When they get ready for you, they'll come. You ain't gonna stay long.
You see Miss Bessie this morning?
Mm-hmm.
How was the party?
Oh, you talking about the birthday?
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But Annie, she ain't been hardly worth a dime since.
I guess not.
She was 86.
I was invited, but I didn't go to get to town to buy a little gift to Karen. I didn't want to go unless I cared or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody told me that Rosa had hers too.
Who?
Miss Carrie's daughter.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I didn't know it was together until, I think, it was that Thursday or Friday.
No, Miss Bessie didn't tell me nothing
she
about
She didn't tell me either. Till Anna was up there and they was planning who gonna cook and who gonna fix and this, that, and the other. So, when Anna left, I said, well, that's so nice. Anna can help you fix this. She said, well, you know, it's her party, too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I didn't know it. She said, yes, me and her is going to have it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old Anna was.
Mm-hmm. I called her Rosa, but
who
it's Anna.
Mm-hmm.
That's Miss Carrie, former state of Miss Washington, her daughter. What are you talking about?
The one got the legs off?
Got all of them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sister would died, and best of these she was. She had both of them taken off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody in your family has sugar, do them, Stevie? No one in your family has sugar, diabetic.
Not that I know of.
Well, I hope they won't. That's a terrible thing. I has it. I've been having mine since 57. But the doctor said I inherit mine, because before he asked me, didn't some in my family have it? I didn't know it was on my daddy's side, too, but I told my mother had sisters, because her oldest sister. I told him she had it. He said, I don't know. He said, that's the way I got. He said, if some in your family say you're going to inherit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I inherit. But it's on my daddy's side because he had a fresh cousin buried here this year. And on he had it.
That sounds like it's in the blood.
It is in the blood. It's two kinds. It works just like low blood and high blood. It's high. That fasting sugar, when they go into these coma, that's when it get in your head.
Uh-huh.
And you fall out. And the low part is in your urine. That's why when Mama's oldest sister died, that's why that sugar had ate her up. See, the doctors taking it out of urine, and he couldn't tell.
Uh-huh.
But then when she carried her to Gainesville, they could test the blood. They call it fasting, it's in your blood.
Uh-huh.
And that's in your head, and that's how they found out she had it. And when that fasting sugar, that's when you get sleepy. Some people go in them comas and don't wake up no more.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call it, fasting sugar. It's in your blood. It's in your head. That's just like, works just like high blood and low blood. But I think it's a little worse than all.
Yeah, I got 6 or 7 in my family now.
My mom got 2 more sisters had it, and the sister who had the legs take, she had it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had it. They didn't take it. They been said they been had it, but they didn't take anything for them.
They ate everything.
They didn't try to help themselves.
Till now. But she got one the oven with guys. We she could have done.
I think Mama's sister would have the legs taken off. She had taken the penal treatment long before she did. She'd have lasted long.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't just, you know, eat. Really didn't.
Just
know.
Eat it, anything.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know. So when it turned that foot, they had a sole and that toe got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it hadn't gone. It was too late. Mm-hmm. She had to work on it in time because she had it when she was in New York, but she didn't take any medicine, no treatment for it.
Well, you
it'll
know,
go through you. And
you
got
know,
to eat something sweet.
Think about
because, see, that sugar, if you don't, that sugar don't have anything to eat on. That's why they say, you know, you have to eat a little plain, little, they tell you how much quality, plain cake. Now, like this cake she had, it's all right.
Mm.
And plain cake, you got to eat a little piece of sweet. Don't. That sugar will eat it up.
I seen a woman down at the McIntosh, Dr. Strange, she had a big piece of peppermint candy.
Yeah, yeah, I carry that all.
She says she carries it everywhere she goes.
And even if you don't have that, you know, this sugar you buy, this block sugar,
mm-hmm.
being a little block, cute
mm-hmm.
like.
Yes.
Now that's good. And eat a drink when you feed them, spell, eat a piece of orange. But I'm also carry, the nurse told me always carry peppermint candy. I keep
mm-hmm.
it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little something sweet, don't that sugar eat you?
Now, and she keeps peppermint candy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she had, sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she
mm-hmm.
had sugar. Yeah, ain't that what she had?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the doctor say.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
what happened to the other lady? It got a sore that affected what?
When she come up here, you see, when Liza died, she come to stay with her mother.
Yeah.
Well, she had a sore on her toe. On her big toe. And I was so crazy on one thing, I just wasn't paying much attention to it. Well, that toe went from bad to worse. Well, Bessie, she kept trying to get her to go to a doctor. He said, that toe ain't getting well, Em. Said, why don't you go to the doctor? Said, why don't you go to Dr. Strange?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put this water back in there.
Give me a little. Where should put it?
She got out the refrigerator, didn't she?
Nah.
She got a big long kitchen, don't she?
Mm-hmm. So she went fool around, wouldn't go. No doctor, that it just got too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went to Dr. Strange. Well, he worked on for a while. So then decided Strange wasn't doing nothing for her.
That's right.
She's going to Gainesville to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told her to go there to a doctor. And she went up there.
Mr.
Miles,
put this water. I'm gonna put it back so it'll stay cool.
Just leave it there where we can get it.
Well,
put it out here. I might want a little
for myself. Well, you want some yourself.
Because I hadn't had enough water.
She don't care for any more.
Now this is patented water.
What?
This water's patented.
It is.
Oh yes. I get this over there at Mr. Robert Smith.
Oh yeah.
And you know they make candy over there.
Yeah.
And they gotta have the water always the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to take everything out of it. That is the iron and everything. And it's the best tasting water in this country.
It tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried this water here in these wells. I don't know. It tastes a little like swamp water. It's good water.
Mm-hmm.
And I've shopped around different places. These are the shallow wells. Mr. Patterson put in a well over there. Oh, he's a well digger himself, you know.
Who?
Your old neighbor up there.
Mr. Patterson.
Oh. Well, how is they getting along?
Ms. Patterson can't stand up anymore. She falls down all the time.
Who?
Ms. Patterson.
She's crippled.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, her knees give way.
Mm-hmm.
And his water's good, but it's not as good as this.
No.
So I got a whole lot of these things, and I just fill them up every now and then. You get spoiled, you know. You just won't drink ordinary water. There's a lot of difference in water, you know that.
Yes.
A lot of difference in water. Say you got to go over there and get them. That's the trouble. She got something to look at, hasn't she? Yeah, these little fellas, because they've gone after her. Oh, that's a pair. There's two of them. Now, you saw them both, didn't you, Miss
Annie? Mm-hmm, I just seen one.
Well, now you, well, I... Yeah, see, you got something to look at. Look. Oh, had Miss Frances ever, did she used to come over to your house?
Miss Frances?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she come over there.
Just come over visiting?
Mm-hmm. That's when she was able to walk. She had got to the place she couldn't do much walking.
But when she could walk, she walked.
Yeah, she could walk.
Walk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're in a hurry, don't stop to talk to her, because you'll never get where you're going.
No, till it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, coming up a storm?
I was just looking out there.
Well, now, you walked yourself.
Oh, yeah, I used to could walk. But after I had the operation, I can't do no walking.
But you didn't have to have someone take you to make an open every time you went over.
Mm-hmm. No.
I ain't nobody in the world walk no more than I have. You know, I used to walk Sunday school 3 miles.
No, I can't do no walking now, Mr. Miles. I haven't walked to Macon over since I came out of the hospital.
Yeah. But you've done your share of walking.
Mm-hmm.
You have done your share of walking.
I've done more than my share. I've done mine and somebody else's too.
Well, now Miss Daisy still walks. She's a walker.
Then she's a walker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she used to walk in her younger days.
Yeah.
But I can't walk like that now.
No, I guess not, Daisy. Because when she used to stay up there by me,
yeah,
she used to walk.
Yeah. Do you remember when she used to be up there?
Why, sure. She remembers.
Mm-hmm.
My girl remembers.
That was before my papa's daddy died.
Do you remember him?
Who, his daddy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember all my great grandfathers.
What was your, Mr. Wade?
Wade Coleman.
Wade Coleman. What was he like?
Well, he was a fine man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he used to do a lot of farming.
Was he like
that? That's all he knew to do.
Yeah.
Just farming.
Yeah.
Just like your daddy. Can't get with it to do nothing else. Coleman won't do nothing else but try to farm.
Yeah.
That's all he
ever
did. I don't
see much farming you're doing now.
Oh,
the days that don't have no greens and I come home. Like,
they don't.
Said the water got the garden this
year. Yeah, the water taking the garden. That's the reason I ain't got nothing this year.
Oh, it just grounded you out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, goodness.
Talking about a minor cab driver the other day was talking about he was born and raised on a farm, talking about how he used to pee when time come to pull for that stuff sting. I tell him I've had my share.
Did you pull for beans?
What you say?
That bean picking is it gets me.
I can't do it now, because I come home once and they was playing before they stopped. You know that time up to the new ground,
mm-hmm.
Who'd have sold that place, Mr. Frank? I tried to pick beans this day and all the truth. I couldn't walk.
help
well,
them.
When you went to get up in the morning, that was the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to straighten up.
Mm-hmm. And that's dripping cane time. Oh, boy, I used to almost cry.
Lord, I remember one year we had cane when we lived up there to John and got Francis to help us to strip it. My behavior, I done more listening and I did strip it.
Stripping cane.
Francis get to talking about things happening back over there when her and what's the name? Joe. What?
Well, yeah, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
What's that?
What all did she tell you about? What all did she tell you about?
Oh,
you
I can begin to tell you that. First one thing and another. Right off of one thing on to another.
Yeah, she really preaches a sermon when she do stuff.
And it's so long.
She preaches a sermon?
Talking. Yeah, I call her preaching a sermon. She talks so.
You know, nobody else have a chance hardly to say nothing.
Yeah.
Got you. Francis would do it all.
Well, now, if you want to say something, she'd let you in, wouldn't she?
Mm-mm. Oh, she wouldn't
you'd
give
have
you a
to
break.
Break in.
She wouldn't give you a break.
You just have to take it.
Yeah. So you had to do a good bit of listening.
Is that the court, Mr. Miles, with the mail, the one coming in?
That's the one. They're coming. Real time up out there. Miss Annie, what did she talk about?
I don't know, Mr. Miles. Everything she think of.
And she could think of so many things.
She tell you about what was her favorite subjects.
She didn't
have some favorite subjects?
I don't know, not as I know her.
Just anything that come up, she can talk about.
And something way back yonder, now, I ain't never heard of before. She.
Way back before your time?
No, it wasn't before my time, but it's before I knew her. I remember Francis after I married and come down on this side. And that's been 60 years ago.
Oh, I see. And she talked about things before you...
Before I was down.
Was down here, so you wouldn't know the people she was talking about. Mm. Yeah. Well, I didn't know what I was missing, did I?
No.
But she was sickly after I got down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd hear them talk about her, you know, but they said she's sickly, and but they'd all talk about her.
Yes.
And talk about her and say things, and talk about things she said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss Frances was sickly quite many years before she died.
Yeah. Was she right elderly when she died?
She was up in age. I don't know exactly how old she was, but she wasn't no real old woman.
Yeah.
She was in her 80-something.
80?
You know, Miss Frances and Uncle Edward Hall at the same age.
Yeah.
She got all of them up here.
Yeah, some out here, but the gray one went somewhere down there and they never come through.